This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. A flood watch continues to be in effect until 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. Illinois' SNAP error rate in federal fiscal year 2025 was 14.7%, which is up from 11.6% the year before. The state's error rate is mostly attributed to overpayments of benefits and is 4 percentage points higher than the national rate. It is also the fifth highest in the country. House Minority Leader Tony McCombie says this happened because of years of mismanagement.
This isn't about taking benefits away from families who legitimately need assistance. It's about making sure the program is administered properly and taxpayer dollars are protected. Fraud, waste, and abuse have no place in government. Governor Pritzker can't blame the federal government for Illinois' failures. If families lose benefits, it will be because he refuses to fix one of the highest error rates in the nation.
Governor J.B. Pritzker told reporters at an unrelated event in Chicago on Thursday that the FY25 error rate largely accounts for months in the fiscal year before the president signed the law in July of 2025 and doesn't reflect steps the state has taken to rectify the problem. Illinois lawmakers appropriated more than $100 million in the new state fiscal year 2027 budget to pay for higher administrative expenses required by the federal government and hire new staff in hopes of reducing this error rate. A new federal law requires states with error rates over 10% to pay a greater portion of SNAP benefits beginning as soon as October of 2027. Prime Day started on Tuesday this week, and as the four-day event runs, the Better Business Bureau shares how shoppers can stay safe while securing big deals on items from Amazon. Rachel Cantoni with the Better Business Bureau advises the buyers do their research. She says to check reviews, look for contact information, and understand return policies from sellers on Amazon. Cantoni says that one of the most common scams that Prime Day buyers fall prey to are imposter or lookalike websites. She says to go straight to your Amazon app or web browser to avoid these fake websites. Lastly, Cantori reminds people to shop with a credit card and to avoid sharing personal information. BBB.org has more suggestions.